Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, God bless you. Welcome once again to the Mind of Christ Covenant Ministries broadcast. We welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're thanking God for his grace and for his mercies, and thanking him for how he has blessed us once again to allow us to come, amen, to minister to you over the airways. And we're thanking God for you tuning in tonight. Amen. There is a blessing in store for you, and there is a word from the Lord. Amen. We're grateful tonight to have with us, with our in-studio guests on tonight, Pastor Lucille Cox Reitzel. Amen. She is the pastor of the Greater Victory Church of God in Christ here in Los Angeles, California. Amen. We're thanking God for her being with us. Amen. On tonight, we know everyone is getting ready, preparing for the 4th of July. Amen. Getting ready to celebrate, amen, Independence Day. Amen. Some having the knowledge and knowing, amen, what it's all about. And some just kind of basically going because of tradition or custom, or it's fun to, say, shoot fireworks. Amen. But we're thanking God tonight that not only is the people celebrating the independence for the 4th of July, but we're celebrating independence also in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our freedom in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we celebrate that each and every day. We're thanking him for his freedom. Amen. On tonight, we're thanking God for Pastor Reitzel. Amen. Being with us. Amen. On tonight. And at this time, we're turning over to her and the however the Lord leads her. Amen. We say God bless you, Pastor Reitzel, on tonight.
Bless you. God bless you, Elder. And thank you, amen, for this great opportunity and for your vote of confidence that you have in me and allowing me this opportunity to minister under the umbrella of your authority. I don't take it lightly. To all of our listeners out in Radio Land on tonight, I would like to take this opportunity to encourage you. We're living in a day and time where many are going through, and many of our saints are being tried and being tested.
Yes.
And the Word of God tells us to think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though something strange is happening, is taking place.
Okay.
Amen. We're in that hour now. We're in the day and time now. Praise God. Where we are being tested.
Yes.
And I would just like to take a thought tonight, and the thought is your faith must stand trial.
All right.
Your faith must stand trial. I want to encourage God's people, and I want to encourage them tonight to hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand, and build your hope upon things eternal. As the song saying, hold to God's unchanging hand. I want to be able to encourage them tonight to trust in the Lord with their heart and lean not unto their own understanding. I want to encourage them to seek the Lord while he may be found.
Yes.
The Bible say, call upon him, not them.
All right.
But call upon him while he is near. I want to encourage them to cast all of their cares upon the Lord, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it seems to be and how it appears. If we can just cast our cares upon him, for he careth for us. I want to encourage them to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain.
Not in vain.
It's not in vain.
Amen.
And I'm reminded of the scriptures over in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, and verses 1 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, excuse me, whom thou lovest, and get thee into a land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham obeyed. Amen. He didn't ponder that thing. The Bible say Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled an ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave to the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. But I like this. Mm-hmm. And come again to you.
Okay.
That's safe talking right there.
All right.
We're going to go and worship. But listen, we're going to come again to you.
All right.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it up on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. Mm-hmm. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Even the lad was curious.
Yes.
And Abraham said, my son, God will. Not might, maybe, if, or perhaps.
Right.
But he said, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
Yes, yes.
So they went, both of them together. Something about being together, being in unison, in unity together. Even if you got three or four teeth in your mouth, they look better if they're all together than one scattered here and there. It's something about coming together and working together.
Yes.
And they came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called out to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.
Yes.
Then if we would go to Peter, the first chapter, verses 6 and 7. Let's just focus on 7 right now. It said, the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Then 1 Peter 4 and 12 say, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Elder, I know that you know we're living in perplexing and challenging times. And we sometimes struggle in ways that people do not even know that we struggle. We have raised a generation of people who cannot deal with delayed gratification. My children included. Everything must be now, instantaneously. Everything must be quick, fast, and in a hurry. And one thing that I've noticed is that instead of us setting the pattern for the world, the world has set the pattern for us. We're trying to be like the world. But God has made us peculiar people, meaning we're different. Praise God. We can't act like the world. We'll never be able to fit in like the world when you truly are born again Christian. It ain't going to work. Just like oil and water. I don't care how you shake it. Soon as it settles, it's going to separate.
It's going to separate.
It's going to separate.
Amen.
And so in an endeavor to reach a point of appeal for the social system of our society, we have actually changed the gospel to make it more relevant to the masses.
Lord help.
We have peddled a gospel that was not a gospel.
All right.
Making our pink people think that God was some kind of Santa Claus.
Okay. All right.
Yes. And that his function was to just give you everything you want, whenever you wanted it, and however you wanted it.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
And in our endeavor to balance the extremities of the early church, you know, the early church thought that suffering was somehow glorified, you know, God, you know. And almost as if God was some type of neurotic schizoid that got pleasure out of child abuse. You know, back in the day, folks didn't play. Amen.
That's right.
Parents
That's
didn't right. play. You get out That's of line, right. they knew what to do.
That's right.
To put you right back in line.
That's right.
And so old folks seem to think that God got glory out of you being sick, broke, and defeated and discouraged and looked like the worse off you were, the more spiritual they thought you were. The more spiritual they thought you were. But nowadays, this generation have rose up and to rebel against the audacity and atrocities of those statements. They ain't taking it.
Nope.
And they went all the way to the extreme, the other extreme, and began to weigh the value of your commitment to God by the number of CDs that you have in your bank account, your T-bills and your annuities and your investments. That's what they base it on.
That's it.
And now there is nothing wrong with prosperity. Please,
please
don't think I'm saying something is wrong.
That's right.
No, we all need to prosper.
Amen.
But we preach prosperity. And it became a source and a place of intimidation for some people, those that didn't have or temporarily didn't have.
That's it.
Or they went through moments that they did not have, you know, what others had. So we intimidated them as if they had no faith because they did not have what we had.
That's it. That's it.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And we cowered them down. Praise God. But I want the world to know tonight that all of that was not in balance.
Amen.
The tragedy of all of that is that we have failed people to be prepared for a real walk with God.
That's right.
And because we have not taught the people to realize that faith does not exempt you from tragedy.
That's right.
It doesn't exempt you from tragedy.
Not at all.
It won't even.
God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead, Pastor Brazil. Bless you. Praise the Lord. You there, Pastor?
Thank you, Jesus. We praise God tonight. We're going right back in.
Amen. Pastor Razel.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to call her right back.
Amen. And get her right back
on the air with us. Amen. Amen. God is
good. Amen. We're thanking him for his grace on tonight, for how he's blessed us. Amen. The enemy is trying to attack.
But we're thanking God. Pastor Razel, are you there with us? Amen. We're going to keep on until we get her back. Amen.
Amen. We know that God is able. Amen. We want to.
Amen. Pastor, you there?
Yes, yes.
God bless you. We're back. God bless you.
Praise God. Bless you. As I was stating, praise God, before the call dropped, that I want to unveil the truth, praise God, that you will never know that you have faith until you are in a good spiritual fight.
All right.
Good spiritual fight. See, real faith is proven in the furnace of affliction.
That's it.
In the time of adversity, we will know that you believe God, not because you didn't go through anything.
All right.
But we will know it that you believe God because you did go through some things.
Yes, yes.
And not only going through, but while you were going through, you were able to maintain your integrity and your dignity while you persevered. You didn't quit. You didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. You didn't go back. You didn't backslide. But you held on. You went through. You endured the suffering. That's what let us know that you're with God.
All right.
Amen. And that God is with you.
Amen.
Over in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, when it talked about being compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses,
yes.
Let us lay aside every weight. Every weight.
Word. Yes.
And the sin
mm-hmm.
that do so easily beset us. It makes us look back at the 11th chapter where it celebrates men and women of faith
mm-hmm.
who had troubles and trials and some were sown asunder, and they faced obstacles
yes.
just like we're doing today, and fiery darts, and some not expecting deliverance. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. Didn't know how they were going to come out.
That's right.
In order that they might obtain what I would say a better resurrection.
Yes.
Some had their dead raised back to life, and some went through dry places.
Mm-hmm.
And deserts, just like some of us. And in spite of their danger and their distresses, God saluted them.
Yes, he did.
For the magnitude of their faith.
Yes.
Their faith was not exemplified by their apparel or the camel they rode.
Amen.
No.
That's right.
But they had a faith in God like Job.
Amen.
Job said, though he
yes.
slay me.
Yet.
Yet will I trust him.
All right.
You know the truth of the matter, your faith must stand trial.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later in your life, your faith is going to be tried and tested. It does not matter whether you're married or single, rich or poor, tall or short, mm-hmm. overweight or underweight.
Right.
Listen, if you live in godly, there's going to be a trial of your faith.
Yes.
For the Bible says, for as much then as Christ have suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. In other words, prepare yourself for it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Whether you live on the east side or the west mm-hmm. side, whether you're black or white, rich or poor, praise God.
Yes.
Aristocrat and affluent, deprived and illiterate.
All right.
Uh-huh, there is still going to be a trial of your faith.
Yes.
And I want you to know, I believe that God in all his wisdom knew that we were going to face a generation of people who did not expect to go through anything. This new wave of young people that's coming up and saints that's getting a hold of God, they really don't want to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to endure anything.
Right.
They don't really want to go in and do anything.
Yeah.
No, it's not a pleasant thing when the flesh have to suffer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But it will make you who you are if you would
Amen.
Go through.
Amen.
It would make you strong.
Yeah.
It will elevate you. God will promote you, praise God,
yes, he will.
If you would just be willing to go through.
Yeah.
Amen. Because not only does he speak about fiery trials, but he speak about the attitude,
okay.
our attitude, the attitude
yes.
of the person who has not prepared themselves to go through the struggle. That's why he say, thinking not strange.
Thinking
not
strange, right.
That these fiery trials have come upon you. The truth of the matter is that every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl will go through a time where their faith is going to be tried and tested.
Amen.
Where their faith is going to stand trial. And I'm not talking about as we go to regular court, you have like a preliminary hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about a preliminary hearing. I'm talking about a trial. I'm talking about, amen, suffering. I'm not talking about some little light affliction.
Amen.
Like when somebody didn't call your name,
mm-hmm.
when they called the rest of the names being mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about when somebody walked by you and they didn't even speak to you.
No.
For whatever reason. And mine could have been on whatever else and didn't really see you. You understand?
Oh, Yes.
I'm not talking about that. But what I am talking about, a real trial.
Amen.
I'm afraid for this generation, Elder. I'm afraid.
Yes. Yes.
As we join all of the saints of the ages in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
And as they stand before God, some are saying, some going to say, I was stoned to death.
Yes.
Somebody else going to say, I was crucified.
All right.
Upside down.
All right. That's real nice.
Somebody else going to say, I was thrown to the wild beast.
Mm-hmm.
Another would say, I was placed in a fiery furnace.
The Lord helps.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And the worst thing that this generation is going to be able to say happened to them is, somebody done talked about me.
That's it. That's what that said.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They done talked about me.
Talked about
praise
me. Uh-huh.
God. Mm-hmm. But I'm embarrassed because, Elder, we have more word available to us.
Yes.
Than
yes.
any other generation.
Yes, we do.
We
yes.
have intellectual preacher.
Yes.
We have the backwoods preacher.
All right.
Uh-huh. We got All the right. smooth preacher.
Mm-hmm.
The not so smooth.
Mm.
We have more.
All
we
right.
have to go to church more, and we're getting less out of it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's
oh,
it.
We
yeah.
going. But we yeah. that's all we doing is going, showing up.
All right.
We won't try to put nothing in the service and won't try to get nothing out of it.
All right. No
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The more we go to church, the less some are getting out of it.
All right.
And then when you get them there, you got to bribe them. You got to buy hot dogs and chips and sodas, and you got to promise them this, and
yes.
you got
yes.
to pump them up to testify.
Yes.
Amen. What generation is this now? But this is the generation that we have.
Yes.
Amen. We've got more routines. We got more professionals. Everybody is a professional.
Yes.
Everybody has a resume of some kind or another.
Mm-hmm.
We got
mm-hmm.
that, but we lost the power.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, we lost the power.
All right.
Saints, we all need power, and that is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We need
all
to
right.
go back to the altar. We need to cut out the entertainment. Do you not know that most churches are entertaining the people?
That's it. That's it. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Folks don't want the real truth of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You preach the real truth, and you may
yes.
have three or four.
Three, four, all right.
But
That's
you
true.
Give them something that tickles their ear,
yes.
and it'll be packed out.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
But the Bible speaks of women and says that you're Sarah's daughter if you're not struck with amazement.
All right.
If you can go through a test and keep a cool head, you are daughter of Sarah.
Amen.
If you can go through adversity and still keep a praise God, in your mouth, you are daughter of Sarah.
Amen.
If you can go through a crisis in your marriage or with your children, like I did with my son,
all right,
or in your life without going into depression and needing a spiritual respirator to come around by your house,
yes, yes.
then you are daughter of Sarah.
Yes, yes.
If you can put a smile on your face
right.
and fight a tear out of the corner of your eye and lift up your hands in the sanctuary
yes,
and
yes,
bless God, you are a daughter of Sarah.
Yes, sir.
If you can quit feeling sorry for yourself, stop having a pity party.
All right.
Amen. And your
yes.
mood swings.
Yes.
Coming in like everybody have mistreated you. Amen.
Yes.
Then you are daughter of Sarah.
Amen.
God is saying, who told you that nothing would happen to you? Amen.
That's right.
Who told
that's
you
right.
that you wouldn't come
that's
through
right.
trials?
Wouldn't go through, that's right. Amen.
Where did you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Some folks mm-hmm. think when they get saved, that's the end of their suffering and their
no,
problems and their
no.
trouble.
Not
oh, I got news for you. It's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
just
Lord.
The beginning.
Yes.
Because your faith must stand trial.
Yes.
No matter who you are,
mm-hmm.
no matter how nice you look,
that's right.
or how beautiful you may think you are,
mm-hmm.
no matter how much money you have,
that's right.
or how good you are,
mm-hmm.
no matter how many old ladies you done helped across the street,
all right.
no
right.
matter how much you fast and pray,
mm-hmm.
No matter how much you prophesy or prophesy.
All right.
No matter how talented or gifted you think you are,
mm-hmm.
or how prolific or profound, no matter how many times they call you to sing or play the music.
Amen, amen.
Still you will have trouble.
Yes.
Still you're going to go through a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking, what are you shocked about?
Mm-hmm.
Who
right.
crucified you? Who done sawed you asunder?
All right.
Hmm. Who nailed you upside down? That's what I want to know.
My Lord.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Used to complain to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you ain't even got your feet damp. Uh-huh. You thinking
right.
you going through something.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You ain't going through nothing. Sit down. Sit down. You ain't going through nothing.
Right. Amen.
Praise God. But we got to be willing to endure the suffering, endure hardness
yes.
as a good soldier
yes.
of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
Be willing to go through. Thank
yes.
God that he chose you. My brother, my brother, my brother is such an inspiration to me and a great encouragement to me.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, the suffering that he's encountering
yes.
with the health challenges that he's having
yes.
right now.
Yes.
He
yes.
never complains.
All right.
He said, I'm glad the Lord chose me. He could have chose anybody for this.
All right.
He said, but he chose me to suffer.
Mm.
He chose me to be the one to go through.
Thank you.
He chose
yes.
me. Amen.
Yes.
He said, and I'm not going to disappoint him.
All right. I know that's
he
right.
said, I'm going to go through. He don't go through complaining and
right.
I'm in pain and hurting and how many, amen, you the nerves are damaged and have caused paralysis and
yes.
you can't use neither hand nor arm and you get uplifted.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
All right.
Strong in the faith.
Yes, yes.
Strong in the faith. Say, I'm going through. The Lord chose me. Evidently, he knew I could handle it. Maybe somebody else can't handle
That's it.
It.
All right. All right. That's it.
What a mindset.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
it.
A mindset.
Yes.
He said,
yes.
don't worry about me.
Mm.
That's what he told me.
Lord help.
Don't
Thank
worry
God.
About me.
Yes.
He said, either way it go, I'm going to win. He said, I'm winning.
Mm.
That's what he told me.
See, either
he
way.
He said, I'm winning.
I know that's right.
Praise God.
Yeah.
He said, if I go through the surgery and the surgery be successful,
hmm.
I win.
Okay. All
he
right
said,
now.
If the Lord called me home, I win.
Sounded like Paul.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
He said, either way it go, it's a win-win
I'm
situation
a win. Yes.
for me.
Yes. yes.
It's a win-win
right.
situation, he said, for him.
That's
but that's
right.
the kind of faith we need.
Yes.
Because, see, faith is what moves God.
That's it.
Not us feeling sorry for ourselves and just constantly talking about
Amen.
Our situation and how bad it is and the cat done died and the dog
Amen.
Done had too many puppies and the goldfish, he done died. Amen. That ain't helping nothing.
Nothing. Amen.
Praise God. But when you can lift up your head.
Yes, Lord.
And you can look that devil flat-footed in his eye.
All right.
And you can say like Job, though you slay me, yet
yes.
will I trust you.
Yet will I trust him.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Can say, Lord, I cast all of my cares upon you, for you cared for me. You can say when the enemy come in like a flood,
all
the
right.
Spirit of God will lift up a standard against the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
You can tell the Lord, you say, God, I'm standing on your word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
You can tell the Lord, show us a token of good. That's what the
yes.
Bible say.
That's it.
Show
That's
us
it.
A token of good.
Yes.
Stand on his word. He said, I'm the God over all flesh.
All
Not
right.
some flesh. All.
All flesh.
A-L-L.
Yes.
Is there anything, too hard for me to do? Absolutely not.
All right.
He said, call upon me and I will.
I will.
Show you great and mighty things,
mm-hmm.
which you knoweth not. He said, when the enemy come in like a flood,
Already.
The
yes.
Spirit of God
of the Lord. Yes.
will lift up a standard
yes.
against the enemy.
Yes, God. Yes.
No weapon formed against
None.
Us
no
shall
weapon.
Prosper. No weapon.
Yes.
Regardless of what it is.
That's
the
right.
Bible didn't say it wouldn't succumb,
All right.
amen, to us, but it ain't going to succeed.
That's
it ain't going to prosper.
That's what it said now. That's
Praise
what it said.
God.
All right. All
it's
right.
a fixed fight. We just
yes,
going through the motion.
That's all. We have to show up. All we have to do is show up to the fight.
That's it. You just show up. You're going
to
win.
That's it. That's it. Yes.
Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, amen. And Abednego was thrown in that fiery furnace.
Yes. All right.
But God got in the situation with it.
With
we
him.
Don't
yes.
go through nothing by ourselves. You're not walking alone. If you are a saint of God, if you are a born-again believer, God is with you.
Yes, he is.
He is with you. He's seeing
yes.
everything.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And I love the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
You don't have to go through it by yourself.
That's
he
right.
said, cast all of your cares upon
Every
me.
One of them. Every last one.
He said, for I cared for you.
Yes.
And I love it because the scripture says, he said, my ears are attentive.
Attentive to, yes,
to the
Lord.
Prayers
yes,
that are made in this
yes,
place.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Then he said, I will hasten my word to perform it. In
yes.
other words, I'm going to get in a hurry.
I know that's right.
I'm going to get in a hurry.
Yes,
I'm not going to
yes.
drag my feet. I'm not going to delay nothing.
All right.
But I'm going to get in a hurry.
Get in a hurry. Yes, Lord.
The Bible
yes.
says this is a confidence.
Yes.
That we have in him, that if we would ask anything,
anything.
According to his will,
yes.
he heareth us.
Yes, yes.
And if we know that he heareth us,
mm-hmm.
we already have, which means present tense. We already have, amen,
right.
praise God,
yes.
the promise that we desire.
yes,
we
Lord.
Already got it.
Already got it.
Already got it.
Mm-hmm.
All we need to do is start thanking God for it.
That's it.
He said if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us the desires of our heart.
That's his word.
That's
yeah.
what he said.
That's what he said.
And he said, for God is not a man that he should lie.
All right.
Neither the son of man that he should repent.
Amen.
Have he said it and shall he not do it?
Hmm.
Or have he spoken and shall he not bring it to pass?
Amen.
I don't know whose report you believe in, but I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
I know that's right. Amen.
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 I'm standing on the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Do you not know we can hold God to his word?
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes,
praise
we can.
God.
Yes, we can.
We can hold him
yes.
to his word. He said, put me in remembrance. Not that the Lord forget, but God want to hear from us.
There you. That's it. That's it.
He want to
yes.
hear from
he
us.
He hear from us. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
We need to make time. To spend time with God.
Amen.
I have an appointment that I meet him at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
I keep that appointment.
That's all right. Amen.
Tiredness and all,
Amen.
Wake up.
Yes, yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to keep that appointment.
Mm.
And I don't just wake up at 5, but I'm waking up before 5.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Because if we can keep an appointment to see the doctor,
yes.
we can make an appointment and we on time to see the job when it's there. We'd be on time to that job
yes.
and every place
oh,
else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why can't we keep ourselves, keep a promise and make a promise and a commitment to God?
That's
and
it.
And keep that commitment and stay faithful to that commitment. Amen. And this, I was listening to how the Lord's been dealing with me. That's where I've been, amen, for these last few weeks, amen, dealing with faith, amen, having the faith. And we were talking about last week, amen, talking about having that mustard seed faith.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
sharing how when a person comes to the Lord, when they first get saved and come to Christ, I believe that a person starts off with that. That comes with the package. When you get saved, that's like in the package deal with being saved. That mustard seed faith that comes with that package. Okay,
yeah.
And every believer, every new babe in the Lord, you have that mustard seed faith. That's why
right.
he said, if you have that, you can speak to that mountain because that's all
it.
You're working with at the time is that mustard seed faith.
Mm-hmm.
So since all you have is that little faith. You work with that, and that faith is enough to speak
That's
to that mountain.
That's more than enough. Amen.
And tell that mountain to move.
That's
after
it.
You've
it's
walked
more
with
than
the
enough.
Lord,
praise
more
God.
Than enough. And after you walk with the Lord and talk with him and develop the relationship with him, that mustard seed faith begins to grow.
Yes.
It has to grow. You can't stay with the Lord, walk with the Lord for 5 or 6 years and yet have mustard seed faith.
Uh-huh.
Your faith has to grow and has to develop. And it develops through the trials and the tests, the things we go through, the experiences that we have in life. Those
yes.
are the things that cause our faith to grow because it causes us to trust in God. It makes
yes.
us depend on God. And that's what causes that faith to grow. And as that faith grows, it goes from mustard seed faith to faith. And it goes from faith to confidence in God. And that's why, like your brother and different ones who are able to say, I'm walking with God no matter what I go through in this body. Amen. No matter what I'm experiencing, feeling in this
yes.
body. I know who holds my hand. I know
Praise
who wrote
God.
This story. I know
yes.
who wrote my storybook, the beginning of it, the middle of it, and the ending of it. And I'm grateful today that I can say that I thank God that none of my past has
yes.
anything to do with my future.
That's
Amen.
Right.
I'm grateful today that none of my, and I've done some things and been
yes.
in some places,
yes.
but I thank God that when I came to Christ, amen, he cast those things into the sea of forgetfulness.
That's right.
Amen, and allowed me to start fresh, start new, amen, in him, a new creature in him. And each and every day, as we walk with God, we grow and we develop within the Lord. Amen. This is not an overnight thing. It's
no,
not going to happen
it's
overnight.
A process.
It is
That's
a process.
That's right. It is.
Amen. And it takes time, but you have to be around. I encourage the people, amen, to find you somebody. Don't be one of those lonely persons or loners. Say, I don't need nobody. We all need somebody. Amen. And
yes.
in this body of Christ, we are a family, and we are connected one to another. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us to come together and fill not the assembly, because when we come together, we draw strength from one another.
That is
Amen.
Right.
Amen. We draw strength and we encourage one another. Amen. Amen. So when we find ourselves as loners and out by ourselves somewhere, amen.
That's what the devil wants you to be.
Exactly, by yourself. And once he gets us alone and by ourselves, the
mm-hmm.
first place he works is in our mind.
That's right.
The devil's workplace is in
That's
the mind
right.
of the people. And once he gets you by yourself, behind closed doors or out there in the streets or somewhere all alone, he starts talking to your mind
That's
and saying
right.
all the things that your mind likes, in other words, that's attractive to the mind. And once he gets you out there by yourself and say all that stuff, boom, he snatches you. It's a
yes.
step-by-step process. He began to pull little bit by little. You look up and you don't realize how far out you've gotten and everything
yes.
until you look up until it's too late.
Right,
Amen. But
right.
the Lord tonight is encouraging someone tonight to
yes.
hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
Amen. Hold on to your faith
hold
in
on.
God. Yes, you're going through, but guess what? You're going to come out.
Yes.
Amen. It didn't say you're going to. The Bible didn't tell us nowhere in there where it says we're going into test
no.
or going into struggle. It says going through. Amen.
Yes.
Meaning you're going to pass right on through it, but we have to stay faithful to God.
That's
Amen.
It.
Just
That's
as
it.
Pastor Isaiah was saying, in our faithfulness to God, he's the only one. It is by his Spirit that gives us the strength and enables us to go through the tests and the struggles
yes.
that we go through. Amen. So what we do is, the Bible says there's one baptism, but there's many sevens. So
That's
what we
it.
Do, we have to continually stay in before the presence of the Lord. We have to continually ask God, fill my cup, Lord, fill me the more of you. I need more of you in order to deal in this world. I need more of you in order to cope with this the mess and junk in this society. I need more of God's Spirit. That's
yeah.
the only way we're going to be able to make it. So
That's
I encourage
it.
You tonight, amen, to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
Amen. As Pastor was saying, amen, earlier, yes, I watch also how we live in a time where everybody is instant. They want instant popcorn.
That's right.
Instant this, instant that, instant the
yeah.
other. And
yeah.
they want to. They don't want to go through nothing. They want
mm-hmm.
the blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they want the lavishness and the beautifulness and the wonderfulness of the blessings. But when it comes to going through, when it comes to the dirty part, the suffering
mm-hmm.
part, when you got to roll up your sleeves, amen, when you got sweat on your brow, you got a little dirt on your face from going through the storms and the struggles, amen, people don't want to go through that. They just want to shine, shine, shine.
Right.
Amen. But I remember the leaders, the old saints and the preachers to tell us that if you don't go through nothing, you're not going to make it. Amen.
That's it.
We have to make. We have to go
That's
through
right.
in this life. Amen. To make. This is a suffering way. Amen.
It is.
But the
it
blessingness
is.
Of it is we go through, but
it's,
we come out of it.
Yeah.
That's the blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
we don't
yeah.
go in the suffering and stay, but we go through the suffering
go
and we
through.
Come out. Amen.
Amen.
And this buddy, we got to stay faithful to God.
And amen.
How the Lord had blessed me, amen, and brought me from where I was. Amen.
Thank
I was
God.
Talking to someone on the other day, and he was going through some things right now, going through a transition in his life. Amen. If someone's listening tonight, maybe going through right now and about to make, trying to make some decisions,
yes.
and you're at a transitioning point in your life. Amen. And this young man's at a transitioning point in his life where he's about to make a drastic change to his body that's going to make a drastic change in his life. And as I begin to share with him, amen, what the Lord is saying and how, just reality, just basicness of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now, what we don't want to do is cross that line. Amen. There
mm-hmm.
is a fine line. And then when you feel the Spirit of God, I said, the Lord deals with each and every one in his own way.
That's
he
right.
deals according to their understanding.
That's right.
And he meets you right where you are. And so the young man said, I had a strong feeling, and I got real nervous when I got ready each time I think about what I'm getting ready to do. And I said, don't override it. I said, that's the Lord dealing with you. That's your warning right there. I said, don't override it. And before, I said, God don't do things in coincidence. It don't happen like that with children of God. There's no coincidence with the children of God.
Mm-mm.
We are strategically placed, amen, in this body, in the kingdom of God. Amen. Like I said, we're helpers one to another.
That's
and
right.
And so as I began to minister to him and share with him, I said, he said, the date of my surgery or procedure time is coming up and everything. I said, I tell you what. Put your seat in now, it just may pass.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but as you get closer to the date, as you get closer to going to the hospital or whatever, I said, if that feeling, and I said, when it comes back, is what I said. I didn't say if, I said, but when that feeling comes back, it's going to come back. And when it does, I said, you take heed to it. Don't override it, and
beautiful.
Don't think it's going to pass once you go in there and get things done, started. No, no, no. I said, do not override it. I said, because that's the Lord dealing with you. And I said, if what I don't want is for you to miss, go through all this life and enjoy all this and then die and go to hell.
Amen.
That's the waste. That's a waste and a loss when you know better. Amen. So somebody tonight, wait on the Lord. Amen.
Wait
you're about
on
to make a decision. You're in the midst of making some drastic decisions that's going to have an effect on not just your life, but your family's life.
Mm-hmm.
Young man, young woman, wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
Wait on the voice of the Lord. He will deal with you. He will let you know. He will come and speak to you. He will give it to you to let you know this is not the way.
Amen.
Amen. Right
the
now.
The Bible say they that wait upon the Lord.
Yes.
He shall renew their
shall
strength.
Renew.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Yes.
There's a blessing in waiting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
Don't
is.
Don't be anxious for nothing. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say be anxious for nothing.
Nothing. For
absolutely nothing.
That's what it said.
What we need, God got it.
Amen.
And if we would just wait on God,
amen.
God will bring us through.
Yes, he will.
He know how to reverse the decisions.
All right.
God know how to fix it. He
amen.
Knows how to disappoint the devil.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Uh-huh. He know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If we would just give him an opportunity.
That's all.
God want to fix it. God
yes,
want to work
yes.
it out. God wants to get the glory.
Yes.
God wants to give us an overcoming testimony.
Yes, yes.
If we would just give him an opportunity.
Even that's all he needs.
The Bible
yes.
say, they that wait upon the Lord.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the other scripture tell us to rest. That means
yes.
to relax.
Mm-hmm.
That word rest means to relax.
Relax in him, yes.
Uh-huh. Just
yes.
relax in the Lord.
Yes.
One scripture come to my mind when you were speaking about going through that we ain't going to stay there. We're just
right.
traveling through.
Yes.
And the Bible say, yea, though I
walk
through the valley.
All right.
You walking through it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You ain't parked. You ain't staying
all right.
there.
All right now.
You're not being stationary
right.
there.
That's right.
But the Bible say, yea, though I walk through,
all
you're
right.
walking through it.
Yes.
If you go through it, if you walk through it, you're coming out.
Yes.
If you enter it, praise God. You may be in the middle of it now, but
all
there's
right.
an end to it.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
You're coming to the end.
Yes.
You can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
All right.
Just knowing
yes, God.
That God
yes.
got your situation. God
yes.
got your back just like an Armani sweater.
All right now.
Oh, yeah, he got your
right.
back.
All right.
He said, I got your rear with. That means
yes.
your back.
That's it.
God got your back.
Yes, Lord.
So
and
just wait on God.
Like, and he said, you won't even smell like smoke. You'll come
amen.
Out of it.
Amen. That's
and
what he said.
And you won't even
said.
Smell like smoke. Amen. Amen. Not a hair
God.
On your head. Will be. And the mystery about that. Amen. God, I heard some people talking about God took the heat out, but God didn't take the heat out the fire because the fire consumed the ropes
yeah.
that were that had them bound. The fire was so hot that the men that threw them in, amen, they felt it.
That's
they got
right.
burned, amen, from throwing them in. So the fire was in the heat. The heat was in the fire,
mm-hmm.
I mean. All right? But God, like you said, the Lord got in there with him. Amen.
Yes.
And a lot of times people, before they even come to the test, they kind of get an idea what the test is or what it's going to be or come out, and they back out of it, all right?
Right.
That's when the fear comes, and they begin to back out. And say, no, I ain't going through that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to take that. I ain't got to deal with that. I ain't got to do that. No, yes, you do. If you're expecting God to bless you and you want to move to the next level, amen, this is a process. And like I said, it's a growing process in our faith, in our walk, in our knowledge of God. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go through this test helps us to make it through the next test because we learn something from this test. Now we got to go through it, and it takes us to the next level and the next. A young man, keep on holding your hands to the fire. God's got you right now. God's
Amen.
Got you.
He
Amen.
Got
he knows.
You.
He's all in your situation. He knows about the family situation. He knows about the ministry. He knows what you're dealing with, and God got his hand on you. So all you have to do is just stay faithful to God and keep going in the direction you're going. God's got your footsteps. They're ordered by God.
That's
but
right.
Just stay focused. Stay
That's
focused
right.
and let God continue to order your footsteps, and he'll take you to where you need to go. And as Pastor Rydell said a minute ago, the Lord, I read in the Word where it said the Lord will make you great if you walk with him, if you talk with him and just allow him to. He's the one that builds us up. Amen. He has the purpose for our life.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And if you don't know the purpose, ask God. Stay with the Lord. He has the purpose for our life.
That's
Amen.
Right.
You have a purpose. You have a calling. There is a mission for your life, but you have to allow the Lord to take you to it. Allow the Lord to lead you in it. Amen. And guide
Praise
your footsteps. Amen.
Amen.
There are better things. There are great things in store for you. Better things in store. But we have to allow the Lord. Amen, to take us into that place and allow him to bring us there. Amen, amen. It is. As I said before, this walk is not always easy. Amen, and it's not always smiley face. Amen, the Bible, that's why the Word tells us to set our face like a flint. That means even on those times when we're going through and it's a little rough and a little tough, we don't allow people around us to know and all the world to know that we're going through. Amen. That means set your face with a smile on your face and knowing that God is able. Amen. And so we don't see that kind of face nowadays where people just totally stretch out in God and totally depend on God.
Yeah.
In spite of the afflictions in their bodies, amen, of what they're going through, I depend on God.
Amen.
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 And that's what we got to put our trust has to be in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
David said, I trusted in the Lord. I cried unto the Lord. I cried unto him.
Yeah.
He's the one that hearkened unto my cry. He heard my cry, my prayer. Amen. And not only did he hear me, but he came to my rescue. Amen. He came and he helped me out. He got right in the midst of the situation what I was in, and he began to bless and help me in it. And a lot of times, amen, the Lord won't deliver you. Somebody's praying that the Lord would deliver them out of a situation.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
He may not necessarily deliver you out of it. He may deliver you in the midst of it.
That's
amen.
Where
Just,
you get the glory.
That's where the Lord gets the glory.
See,
Amen.
The suffering, Elder, isn't for us.
All right.
The suffering is for others.
Okay.
That we will be able to help others. When Jesus Christ went to the cross, he didn't go for himself. He didn't endure all that suffering
Amen.
For himself. He did it for us. It wasn't
Amen.
For him.
Amen.
He did it for us. And as we go through our suffering, you're going to need to encourage somebody else.
Yes.
So if you go through it, you can tell me how to come through it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But if you've never gone through it, praise God, you can't really tell me how to do it.
That's
but
real.
When we go through these light afflictions, what a but for a moment. It's Bible say weigh far more exceeding weight in glory. In other words, if we can just stand. For every trial there's going to be glory through you going through. God is going to reward you for your suffering.
Amen.
Whatever you go through, praise God, for him, we're going to always be indebted to him.
Yes.
Praise God. We're going to always owe him a praise, always owe him a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because he's going to always do more for us than we do for him. We're asking God to fix things that he is not going to fix in some cases. Some cases we're going to have to learn how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. That's
Paul
right.
sought him for his healing thrice.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. God didn't heal him from that affliction. But if you're willing to go through, if you're willing to endure, praise God. Amen. We're asking God to fix things. Yes, keep asking God. But don't get disappointed if the Lord say, I want you to suffer.
Amen.
I want you to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking him to change things and move things and that he's not going to change everything. He ain't going to move everything.
because his strength is made perfect, in weakness.
In weakness, yes, Lord, yes.
It's made perfect in weakness. Mm-hmm. He will give you the grace to bear it. Mm-hmm. He may not change it or move it, but he will give you grace to stand,
yes,
to go through. God will give you grace that doesn't even make any sense.
Yes, Lord, that's right now.
Give you a peace that blogs the mind.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he will.
Praise
yes,
God. Your friends will be wondering, why are you mm-hmm. going through this?
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell mm-hmm. you, I wouldn't take that. That's why God
that's
didn't
right.
give it to you.
All right.
He knew you wouldn't do nothing with it.
Wouldn't be able to do nothing with it.
Praise God. He give it to me because he knew I could handle it.
Yes.
Praise God. So when we go through in this hour, let's go through rejoicing.
Yes.
Let's go through
yes.
praising God,
yes.
knowing, praise God, that the outcome we win.
No, that's it. That's
regardless
it.
Of what it looked like. You know, when they were dealing with Charlie Sheen back in the day when he was going through suffering, and he was in the news almost every
yes.
day.
Yes.
He was in the news, and they were really trying to ridicule him and tear him down and tear down his character and going
mm-hmm.
back asking others about him. And he kept saying, winning. Every time they would ask him anything, he would say,
mm-hmm.
winning.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
uh-huh.
Yeah, I never heard him testify about he was saved or sanctified.
That's right. That's real now.
I didn't hear him say
that.
I
haven't heard that either.
Uh-huh. But I know one thing I heard, and
right.
I heard him say winning.
Winning.
Don't care
it.
How bad it looked, he said
that's
winning.
It. All right.
And I want you to know he won that case.
Yes, he did.
He won it. So you got to speak some things into existence.
All right, all right.
You got to speak it, praise God.
All right.
I'm reminded of Fred Price Sr. and how he had testified. I think he said for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
he thanked the Lord every day for making him a millionaire.
All right.
10 years every day, he didn't miss a day from speaking it into existence.
Hmm.
And praise God. And somebody, I can't remember the man's name now,
mm-hmm.
came and gave him $1 million. He said, this is for you. This isn't for the church. This is for you. He blessed him with that $1 million.
All right now. See?
Amen.
See,
so you can speak some things
yes,
into
yes.
your life.
Yes.
And God will honor it. He will yes. grant it.
That's what he said.
God
speak
will grant
things.
It.
Yes.
He know how to disappoint the devil, but he ain't going to disappoint you and I.
All right now.
We're living
right.
for him.
Yes.
Praise
that's
God.
That's
he want to give us that overcoming testimony.
Mm-hmm.
He want us to testify of his goodness.
Yes.
That's why he said, make known
his
my
deeds.
Deeds among the people.
Yes. And my mind
known.
Goes to... My mind goes to Steve Harvey, amen, every morning on KGLH. He gets up and he gives God glory.
Yes,
and
yes.
He shares, but he shares throughout the day how the different doors that are opening for him.
Amen.
How
God
is the one who's
once
doing
he
it.
Once he started acknowledging
said,
God.
That's what
amen.
He said. He told the Lord that if you open doors for me,
mm-hmm.
I will tell it.
See?
And so God said, okay, really? Well, let me see then. And God blessed him, opened the door. Steve Harvey told it. He opened another door. He told it again. So this man, he had doors all around him just opening.
That's right.
To where his nephew and different ones are saying, what are you? I want what you got. What's going
amen.
On with you?
Amen.
You
amen.
Know? That's how
oh,
the Lord is.
The love of God, the love of God.
He will bless us beyond measure. He said, above and beyond all we can ask or even think or imagine.
That's right.
That, but he just wants us to be in position, amen, to get those blessings and
yeah,
to tell others
yeah.
about it. He wants us to be in position. And like I said, we want these blessings, but we have to go through, amen. We have to suffer. Why? Because those sufferings, when we go through, that helps us.
That's
amen.
Right.
It teaches us, amen.
That's right.
When
we'll
you get
stronger.
Something, you'll learn how to appreciate it
yeah.
and hold on to it and take care of it more, amen. You'll protect it and shield it, amen. Just that's how it is with the Lord. When you get the Lord and you get the Holy Ghost, it's like you shelter him, you protect him. You don't want nothing and nobody to offend him. You do all you can to keep from offending him,
yeah.
amen. So that's how the blessings are with the Lord. Begin to share, just to go through. The blessings are there. The blessings are there, but just you have to go through to get them. The blessings work as patience. He said in the in tribulation, the things we go through, it works as patience. And the patience,
that's right.
That's how we possess our soul.
That's
amen.
Right.
Working in the patience. So while we're waiting on the Lord to bring us out, amen, we're not mumbling, we're not grumbling,
mm-hmm.
and we're not complaining. Amen.
Praise
we
God.
Don't have a bad attitude. We're not acting stank with nobody.
That's
none of that
right.
stuff. We're staying peaceful. We're happy. Amen. We're thankful to the Lord for another the day and for his blessings for life.
Yeah.
Amen. We're just being grateful. They used to, you know, growing up, when we seeking the Lord and seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the old saints used to say the Holy Ghost coming to a glad heart.
Sure
amen.
Did,
he
yes.
comes to a glad heart.
Oh, yes.
That.
You have to all be right. happy
and
about it.
You have to be happy about it. And so the same way is with the blessings from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when you begin to tell God, thank you, and just appreciate him and love on him just because of who he is and for what he's done. Amen. That opens the door for more. Amen.
That's, amen.
And Bishop, to give the illustration in the natural, if I give you, if your father give you $20 and you appreciate your father for the $20, you let him know that that opens the door for next time. You say, my son was so grateful for
that's
that $20.
Right.
Let me give him a little more next time. You know, but if you say, well, thank you, and you act real funny about it, and you know, like whatever, like he's
got
supposed
an attitude,
to do it.
Yeah.
Got an attitude. Okay, well, you didn't shut the door on yourself. You done messed up your whole blessing for the next go around. Amen. But be happy for the Lord. Be grateful for the Lord. Amen. You may not have all that you desire to have. You may not be living right now where you desire to live. But just as Pastor Rysdale just said about Pastor Price, for 10 years he just thanked him for it. For 10 years, he hadn't manifested itself in the natural,
no.
but it was already manifested in the spiritual.
In the spiritual.
And he
that's
was
right.
thanking for it, waiting for the manifestation to come in the natural. It was already had already taken place on the other side. And that's how we have to walk with God, knowing that what you ask for, don't ask amiss. Ask it believing in God that it's already manifested in the spiritual realm. Now, what's waiting now is for the manifestation to take place in the natural realm.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And whatever it is for us to get in line, to line up, or whatever, to get straight or worked out, amen, for it to come, let's do that. Pastor, would you lead us in prayer, amen, on tonight?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even now, I pray for these out in radio land, every listener under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray that you would grant their request, even the unspoken request. I'm asking you, Lord, to disappoint the devil, but don't disappoint them. Give them an overcoming testimony. Show them a token of good. Let them call back with a praise report. Help them to testify of your goodness as they make known your deeds among the people. Father, we thank you for what you're doing right now, for what you're getting ready to do. We bless your name for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord, for the elevation. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the radio broadcast on tonight. Bless this pastor, this elder, oh God, as he continue to do your will, to do your work. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all praise. We give you all the glory for
Lord.
These blessings we do ask in your son Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and
bless
amen.
You. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. Bless you. Love
you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. We bless you. We look forward to hearing from you again soon. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.